弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters and friends.
上一周我在准备讲章的时候，从教会的办公室、还有资料室、还有图书室等，搜集到了历年来我们教会印发的见证文集。
So last week, when I was preparing my sermon this week, from the church office, the material office, and also libraries, I collected all the testimony publications of our church in the past years.
我找到最早的是1995年的，直到今年6月份。
So the earliest issue was printed in 1995, until this June.
九五、九六、九七。
95, 96, 97.
这是九九。
99.
零一、零二。
2001, 2002.
03, 04, 05.
4, 5.
06, 07.
6, 7.
09.
9.
一直到2013、2014年。
Until 2013, 2014.
那其中有一本呢，是专辑，是献堂及感恩纪念刊。
So one issue is a commemorative issue.
还有几个人能认得这个粉红色的？
You remember the pink one?
那在这里边呢，我看到静心弟兄在不在？还有 Jerry、
This issue,
哲勇弟兄，他们分别都提到了
静心，
说在教会成立的13周年间，13年，受洗的弟兄姐妹们有120多人。
So both of mentioned in the article that in the 13th anniversary.There are more than 120 people who are baptized, in this church.
那我不知道在这2003年之前，在咱们教会受洗的这120多人，现在有几位在座的？有。
So I would like to know among the 120 brothers and sisters who were baptized, before 2003, yeah, how many are still here?
我只看到两位举手。
Only see two hands up.
盼望目前不管身在何处的弟兄姐妹们，都像我们常常见到的蓝天中的白云一样，成为福音的美好的见证者。
So I hope that no matter where all these brothers and sisters are, they will be a good testimony for the gospel, just like the white cloud in this beautiful blue sky.
那今天就借着刚才我们所读的提摩太前书1章12到17节的经文，我们来一起学习一个为基督耶稣的救恩做美好见证的榜样。
So let's just through the verses we read just now, First Timothy verses 12 to 13. Now we are going to learn a good example, of being a good testimony.For Jesus Christ's salvation.
我想请大家把你手中如果有圣经的话，你翻开到提摩太前书1章12到17节的位置。
So you have a Bible in your hand. Please open the Bible and turn to chapter 1 of 1 Timothy, verse 12 to 13.
前两周我们借着提摩太前书1章3到5节和6到11节的经文，分别学习。和讨论了两个主题。
So last 2 weeks, we learned First Timothy verses 3 to 5 and also 6 to 11. We have discussed and learned about the cognition of love and also the cognition of Lord.
你看，我还没讲，他提前就翻译了。对爱的认知，对于律法的认知，这两个主题。
Since I learned one of it, I was.
那这两个主题主要讨论的是对初代教会。以至于我们今天的普世教会所发出的关于爱的命令。
So the two topics we discussed about, was, how it's about the early church, and also, the church today. The command of love from the Lord.
那我跟大家形容了，是关于教会治理的属灵的三明治。
So I describe it as.Spiritual sandwich for church management.
那在接下来的第十二到十七节的经文中，我们将会看到的是作者保罗他自己的生命，因着神的怜悯而发生的翻天覆地的变化。
So in the following 12 to 13 verses, what we are going to see is how the author Paul, because of his tremendous or earth-shaking change in his life, due to the to God's mercy.
从而见证了耶稣基督对我们人类所施施的恩典，所施施的救恩的大能。
So he gave a good testimony for the Lord's grace and salvation to us human beings.
那在我们手中的圣经中，我们要注意，我请大家注意，第十五节有一句话，请大家记住，这就是这话是可信的。
So I want to remind everyone here.In verse 13, one word, one sentence. This is a trustworthy saying.
十五节。
Verse 15.
下面我将从三个方面来学习讨论我们今天的主题。
So we are going to discuss about our topic from three aspects today.
首先从第十二节，我们来看一下确认恩典的来源，保罗的见证。
So in verse 12, this is about confirm the source of grace from Paul's testimony.
提摩太前书一章十二节，我感谢那给我力量的我们主耶稣基督耶稣，因他以我有忠心派我服侍他。
So, verse 12, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me faithful, appointed me to his service.
那请大家注意，作者保罗在这里为我们所有接受救恩的、成为基督徒的人们所做出的第一个榜样就是感谢。
So the first example, good example that Paul gave us is that for us all who have accepted the Lord's salvation is that thankfulness.
就是以感谢作为见证的开始。
So start the testimony with thankfulness or gratitude.
这里也是向我们证实了，怀有一颗感恩的心是所有的基督徒行事为人的最基本的原则，有一颗感恩的心。
So this reminds us that the basic principle for us Christians' behavior is that we should have a thanksgiving heart.
因为当我们接受救恩，就意味着将来我们在这个世界上的生命完结的时候，也就是将来我们离开这个世界，我们的肉体死亡之后，要像主耶稣那样，还要复活。
So because we have accepted salvation, that means when we leave this world, when our life ends,And when our flesh died, we will rise just like the Lord Jesus Christ.
并且我们将来复活以后的身体是永远不死的。
And our body, after we rise,
永远不死是一个什么概念
？Immortal, will be immortal.
就是要进入一个永恒的状态。
So what does it mean?That means we will enter the eternal situation.
这就是做基督徒的最终的结果。
So this is the ultimate destiny of Christian.
我想请问，我们凭什么得着这么大的恩典呢
？So I would like to ask, how can we receive such grace?
凭我们自己的努力。凭我们自己的所谓的德行，凭我们自己的行为，恐怕是难以得到的。
So I think it's impossible for us to receive it through our own efforts, through our own behavior.
所以神为我们定下了一个最简单、最容易得到救恩的途径。这个途径是什么
？And God then set a simplest and the easiest route for us for our salvation. What is it?
这是新约圣经中我们大家非常熟悉的一段经文。
So it's written in the New Testament, a verse that we are very familiar with.
罗马书10章9到10节，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
So in Romans chapter 10 verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
然而我们纵观现在所有世界的生灵，就在简单的心里相信口里承认这么简单，但做起来确实不容易。
So let's look at this world. Just this simple, believing heart and confess with our mouth. You know, it's still very hard to do it.
为什么不容易啊？
Why?
我们看一组数据，就是目前基督徒占世界人口的比例有多少？
Let's look at the set of data. What's the ratio of Christian in the world population?
根据2012年12月27日的美国基督日报的报道，美国有一个叫皮尤研究中心公布了有关宗教信仰的国际性的一份调查。
So according to the report of American the Gospel Herald in 2012, the Pew Research Center has released their survey results.
那他这个调查结果显示，2012年度。全球基督徒的人口为22亿，22亿是个什么概念
？So, the survey is called the Global Religious Landscape, and in 2012, the total Christian, number in the world is 2.2 billion.
22亿呢，就是占全球的人口总数的32%。
It's 32% of the total population in the world.
那大家知道，在我们生活的这个国家，美国的基督徒的人数有多少
？So in this country, the United States, where we're living, how many Christians are
there? 它这有一个数目，是2,4,306,000。美国总人口有多少
？So Christian in this country is 243,060,000. But what's the population of the United States?
其实，在美国的基督徒占总人口的78.3%。
The ratio of Christians in America is 78.3%.
那这个数如果扩展到全世界的基督徒人口来讲的话，美国的基督徒的人数占全世界人口的11.2%。
And American Christians is 11.2% of the total population in the world.
你看这个表格是。前10个最多基督徒的国家的排名。
So this is a list of a country that have most Christians.
美国排第一，占78.3%整个国家的人口，占世界人口的11.2%。一、二、三、四、五、六、七，中国排到7位。
China, this is the 7th.
所以据他这个统计，中国现在基督徒的人口是。6,841万，占全国的人口5.1%，占世界人口3.1%。
So China's Christians is 5.1% of its own population.
这里边呢，这个比较多的颜色的粉红颜色呢，就是基督徒在全世界全球的分布的状况。
So we see this map, you know, the pink color or orange color is where Christians are in the whole world.
So you 看这个地方是哪儿？是中国，他把中国很多呢属于那种不信的。所以目前的状况呢，基督徒大概占全世界人口的32%，就是1/3，不信的人占1/3，而其他信其他别神的占1/3。
So Christians is about 32% in the whole world, and also people who believe in other religions is about 31% of the total population.
那我在这里让大家知道这些数字，是想说明一个问题。
So what I meant through this data,
就是目前 全世界还有68%的人口，包括了占21.7%的美国人口，还没有做到刚才我们提到那个，就是对耶稣基督救恩，心里相信，口里承认，68%。
So what I meant here is that the 68% of the total population of whole world, and also 21.7% of American population, they haven't received the salvation of Jesus Christ. You know, they don't believe in heart and confess with mouth for Jesus' salvation.
我们坐在这里会不会想，仅仅是口里的一句话，脑子里边的一个概念而已？
So it's just a word in your mouth and a thought in your mind.
难道全世界占68%的人口都不怕死吗？
So all those 68% of population, they are not afraid of death?
难道他们都不愿意死了以后又会复活，而活在那个没有战争、没有死亡、没有疾病、没有痛苦的那种没有悲伤的永恒的生活状态里边吗？
So they don't want to be raised after death and also live in the eternal happiness without war, death, or pain, or sadness.
想到这儿呢，让我们有一个脑筋急转弯，看一段经文。
So now let's read another verse.
约翰福音15:16，耶稣说了：“不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存。”
So in John chapter 15, verse 16, You did not choose me, but I choose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last.
那刚才罗马书10:10和这里约翰福音15:16，这两处经文告诉我们，也是提醒我们。
So in the verse we just read, Rome chapter 10, verse 10, and John chapter 15, 16, in these two verses,It tells us,
得到耶稣基督的救恩，既是一件非常非常简单的事情，心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
So it's actually easy to receive Jesus Christ's salvation if we believe in heart and will be justified and confess with our mouth will be saved.
但是，得到耶稣基督的救恩又很难很难。
However, it's also very hard to receive Jesus' salvation.
因为这个难点是不是我们自己所做出的选择，而是神，是耶稣基督他亲自对我们做出选择的结果。
It's difficult because it's not us who can make the choice, but it's God, it's Jesus Christ who chooses the result of his choice.
那面对这个既简单又难的这个得救的问题，我们今天应该有一个什么样的思想
？So how we think about this? The Lord's salvation is easy, simple, but it's also very hard.
我们要思想的就是，我们得到救恩，既要避免以为我们是好人，以为我们有好的行为而自我夸耀。
So for us to receive the salvation, we should avoid to think that we are good people, we have good behavior, and then we will be proud of ourselves.
那更要杜绝的呢，就是以为我们被神拣选了，而自以为我们为义。
And also we should prevent thinking that because we have been chosen by God,then we will be self-righteous.
甚至说你看神拣选了我没有拣选你而落井下石。
Also,
不要有这样的心态。
We might think that, see, God chose me, not you.
And 因为
add insult to others.
神既然有主权选择我们白白地得到这样的救恩。
So since God has the sovereignty to choose us for this free salvation,
脑筋急转弯，他更有主权将我们不珍惜的这个救恩拿走。
And he also has the sovereignty to take it away easily if you don't treasure this salvation.
所以我们可以轻而易举的一张口就能得到，但是我们也可以轻而易举的不知不觉的被拿走，这样的救恩。So
we can receive the salvation easily, this free salvation, but it can also be taken away very easily.
所以我们唯有学习保罗在此所做出的榜样那样，就是谢恩。
So the only thing we should do is to follow Paul's example.
感谢呢，给我们力量和恩典的主基督耶稣，要有一颗感恩的心。Thank
the Lord Jesus Christ for giving us strength and grace. We should have a thankful heart.
那接下来的经文有一句话说：“因他以我有忠心，派我服侍他。”So
in the following verse, it says that he considered me faithful, appointed me to his service.
我们看这里的因子，实际上它是一个连接前面的感谢的一个连接词。So
here the word that is a conjunction following, connecting the thankfulness.
它带出来的是一个感谢的内容。So
follow it is the content for being thankful.
而不是感谢的原因。Not
the
因果关系，不是那种因果关系。 因此处以我为中心的"以"字，更恰当的翻译话应该是"当作"、"看作"我是中心的。So
that in English version, it should be explained as consider or think.
所以，如果简单的从字面上看的话，很容易误解成一个什么意思呢？就是说，保罗蒙差派的原因，是因为他表现的忠心，所以神拣选了他。So
just if we read it literally, it can be confused.
我们会不会在读这一节圣经的时候有这样的误会？
Paul was appointed because of his loyal behavior, so God chose him.
如果是这样的话，既显得他前面那个感谢呢含有虚心假意的成分。 又让人呢会感觉，他后面的说法了，有他骄傲、自意的成分。So
if we understand in this way, so what he thanked might seem hypocritic, or let us feel that he has self-pride and boast about himself.
那我们先看一看现代中文译本对这段的翻译，《提摩太前书》1:12，我感谢我们的主基督耶稣，因为他赐给我力量，以为。 我为可信任的，所以指派我来侍奉他。So
this is another version, the modern Chinese version.
你看看天主教的四高本，四高本实际上它是从一些我们看到的中文译本里边呢，它是最最忠实于原文的，甚至顺序呀、字句来直译的。So
in that Catholic version,
四高本是这样翻译的。 我感谢那赐予我能力的我们的主基督耶稣，因为他认为我忠心，就派定了我服役。So
in the Catholic version, it actually usually follows the original meaning. So here, 因为他认为我忠心，认为 means he thinks I'm faithful.
所以由此让我们看到保罗的见证的开始，首先是从感谢、感恩而确认他自己得到服侍的。 那个职分的恩典的来源，在于主耶稣基督的指派，他的认为。So
from here we can see very clearly, Paul's testimony starts with thankfulness, but also confirm the source of his appointment, his service.
服侍的职分在于主耶稣的拣选和差派。
God's choice. And also, appointing.
所以顺着这个思路呢，我们就可以很容易和接下来的第13到16节经文搭上关系了。So
now it's a bit easier for us to just connect the following verses.
13到16节见证恩典的丰盛。
So verse 13 to 16 is about witnessing the richness of grace.
我曾经听到不少弟兄姐妹在做见证的时候谈到他们当初愿意来教会的原因，其中有一个原因是什么
So when I listen to brothers, sisters' testimonies, many people said that the reason for them to come to church at the very beginning is because
说是看到这里有许多好人。
Because they said that the reason they come here because there are so many good people in the church.
我们是不是好人，我们自己心里最清楚。
Are good people? We know ourselves.
实际上做基督徒最基本的一点是什么？就是要承认我们自己是一个罪人。So
what's the basic point for being a Christian? Is that we need to acknowledge we are sinners.
得救之后，我们称我们自己是什么？是一群蒙恩的罪人。
After receiving the salvation, what do we call us? We call ourselves a group of sinners saved by grace.
那下面我们就来见识一下，神拣选保罗的时候，保罗是不是一个好人，或者说他是一个怎么样的人？
So now let's read more verses to see what kind of person was Paul when he was chosen by God.
也是让我们体会一下神的恩典到底丰盛到怎么样的程度。
So through these verses, let's understand how rich is God's grace.
首先从13节我们来看恩典的怜悯与能力。
So verse 13 is about mercy and ability of grace.
提摩太前书1章13节，我从前是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，辱骂人的，然而我还蒙了怜悯。 因我是不信不明白的时候而做的。So
verse 13, it says, I was once a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a violent man. I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief.
那这些经文告诉我们，保罗在被神拣选而相信神，成为基督徒之前，成为宣教士，成为牧师，或者是成为 神的使徒之前是一个怎么样的人？怎么样的人呢？是一个亵渎神的，是一个逼迫人的，是一个辱骂人的人呢。So
this tells us that when Paul was chosen by God, you know, even before he became a Christian, before he believed in God, what kind of person he was?
He was a blasphemer, 亵渎神是什么意思？
Persecutor and a violent man.
也就是蔑视、污蔑耶稣基督的名字。So
what does blasphemy mean? It means slandering or insulting God's name.
那按照旧约律法的规定，亵渎神的名是要怎么样？被处死。So
according to the Old Testament law, if we insult God's name,
所以我们相信保罗对这件事非常非常清楚的。People
will be sentenced to death. Paul was very clear about that.
但是依照保罗曾经竭力的维护律法，旧约的律法，他的这样的背景和经历来看，13节经文这里指的神是谁呀？
Because Paul once defend or uphold the Old Testament law, because of his background experience, what does God here in verse 13 mean?
所以我这儿直接写出来了，他所亵渎的神指的就是主耶稣基督。So
what he insulted, blasphemed, was the Lord Jesus Christ.
曾经的保罗像直到今天有一群所谓敬虔的犹太教徒一样。So
Paul is like the Jews today.
他们否认主耶稣是弥赛亚，是救主。They
still negate that Lord Jesus is Messiah.
所以以前的保罗不但不承认，而且是竭力的去蔑视耶稣就是救主，就是弥赛亚这样的称号。So
Paul, before he became a Christian, he did not acknowledge that Lord is the Savior, but tried his best to disdain.
而且保罗还竭力的去敌视主耶稣的追随者。
So he tried his best to disdain that Lord Jesus is the Messiah, but also he was hostile toward the followers of Jesus Christ.
就像他自己讲的这样，逼迫人的，他曾经是一个，还有追逐迫害人的意思。
He persecuted people, which means he chased persecute.
那侮慢人的意思呢？这个词呢，在希腊的文学里边用的非常非常广泛，有很多的研究。它形容的是一个凶暴的、粗野的、无理的人，这里边含有凌辱的含义在里边。
So he was violent at that time. It means wild, impolite, and also abusive.
那我们来看一看保罗从前是一个怎么样的逼迫人、逼迫基督徒、辱骂基督徒的人。
So how did he persecute Christians, abuse Christians?
使徒行传26章第9节到第11节，我从前也相信应该尽力反对拿撒勒人耶稣，我在耶路撒冷就这样做了。 我从祭司长得了权柄，把许多信徒抓来坐牢。不单这样，他们被判处死刑，我也赞成。此外，我在各会堂多次对他们用刑，强迫他们放弃信仰。我非常厌恨他们，甚至到国外的城市去迫害他们。
So Acts chapter 26 verse 9, I too was convinced that I ought to do all that was possible to oppose the name of Jesus of Nazareth, and that is just what I did in Jerusalem. On the authority of the chief priest, I put many of the saints in prison, and when they were put to death, I cast my vote against them. Many a time I went from one synagogue to another to have them punished, and I tried to force them to blaspheme. In my obsession against them, I even went to foreign cities to persecute them.
那下面一个问题，我想大家已经有答案了，就是保罗以前为什么亵渎神、亵渎耶稣，为什么迫害基督徒？
So one question here, why Paul blasphemed God, blasphemed Jesus?
保罗曾经是耶路撒冷著名的拉比，也就是大律法师加玛列的门下的一个高徒。So
he was once an outstanding student of the big lawyer Gamaliel.
那时他的名字叫扫罗，他曾经是一个年轻有为的犹太教徒。He
was once also a famous rabbi. At that time, his name was Saul.
他之所以热心成为犹太祭司长手下缉拿基督徒的特使或者叫捕快。And
he was young and promising, and was Jew at that time, who was devoted to be like a missionary that to arrest Christians under Jewish priest.
就是因为当时他认为基督徒是在亵渎神，so
what,
他是为了遵从神而竭力竭尽全力要去铲除基督徒的。So
what he thought at that time that it was Christians, who are blaspheming God, so to honor God he tried his best to root out Christians.
由此令我想到，在当今许多 世界上许多的地方的政府或者是宗教组织，他们采用一些强制的甚至是残忍的手段迫害基督徒。我相信他们在本质上和曾经的扫罗没有区别。So
this reminds me that today, many governments or religious organizations, they used like forceful acts or cruel means to persecute Christians. So there's not much difference between these two.
所以这也可以解释保罗在13节这里所讲的，那是因为我不信不明白的时候而做的。So
in verse 13, Paul said, that's because he acted in ignorance and unbelief.
那我想请问弟兄姐妹和朋友们，在我们不认识、不相信主耶稣的时候，虽然我们 可能不会像扫罗那样去逮捕、去迫害基督徒。So
I would like to ask brothers and sisters here, when before we knew Lord and believing the Lord Jesus Christ, although we didn't go to arrest and persecute Christians like Paul, like Saul.
但是我们有没有讥笑过那些信神的人呢？
Did we ever laugh at or mock those people who believe in God?
我们有没有像今天到处电影中、杂志中、期刊中随处妄称神的名呢？
Did we ever call on the name of God in vain, just like what's shown in movies, written in journals?
妄称神的名，在旧约律法里边是要定死罪的。
So whoever call on the name of God in vain would be sentenced to death according to the Old Testament law.
那在今天这个世界所到之处，你看到一个人，遇到一个人，稍微不顺心，一张嘴，卖什么，滴什么，一张嘴就来。
So some people, when they are in trouble or don't feel happy, they will just open their mouth and say,
所以经文
"My."
13节在这里用了一个"然而，我还蒙了怜悯"。
So in verse 13, here it means, here also says, "I was shown mercy."
那又一个问题，以前那个疯狂破坏基督徒的扫罗，怎么就可以，怎么可能发生180度的大转变？
So another question, Saul, who persecuted Christians badly, how could his life change totally?
转变的成为一个忠心传扬福音的人。
And became a loyal person who spread the gospel.
所以，唯一的答案，我们可以像保罗他的见证所确认的那样，神的怜悯是带着令人不可想象的、不可思议的大能大力的。
So the only answer, just like the Paul's testimony, is that God's mercy is unthinkable mighty.
耶稣在世的时候，曾经亲口对他的门徒们讲过一句话，一句什么话？大家记不记？
When Jesus was living in this world, he ever told his disciples himself in person.
在人不能的事，在神凡事都能。
With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
所以就在扫罗拿着当时的犹太人最高权力机构的那个手令去缉拿基督徒的路上。
So when Saul got the letter from the high priest when he was on the way to arrest Christians,
从天上射下一道大光，结果照瞎了他的眼睛。
So big light from the sky made him blind.
而且那个时候，耶稣亲自向他讲话，
And at that time, Jesus talked to him in person.
使他的眼睛瞎了3天3夜之后，最后呢，睁开的时候呢，眼睛上像鱼鳞一样噼噼啦啦掉下来。
So after being blind for 3 days, there is something like scales fell from his eyes.
然后扫罗受洗，成为了基督徒，成为了传道者。竟然他把他以前所有学习到的律法的知识，经过他严格训练的所具有的所有的才能，都用在传福音上面。
Then he could see again, and became he was baptized, became Christian, and became missionary. So he used the legal knowledge he had learned and all the skills, and engaged in the mission of spreading gospel.
这是1530年的一位意大利的画家所画的。你看他这个两个眼睛是盲的，被鱼鳞遮盖的。
So this was painted in 1530, and his 2 eyes were covered by like a scales, fish scales.
所以在这让我们看到了神的恩典所发出的怜悯，不但是带有令人想象不到的强大的能力，而且呢，下面的经文呢，会告诉我们还可以发出呢威力无比的慈爱的大。
So God's mercy out of grace, it could have unexpected mighty power, but also it will have like a mighty, a loving mighty.
14节的经文，恩典的慈爱与能力。
So verse 14 tells us about love and power of grace.
提摩太前书一章十四节，并且我主的恩是格外丰盛，使我在基督耶稣里有信心和爱心。
So in verse 14 says, the grace of the Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and the love that in Christ Jesus.
那十四节这里实际上是用保罗相信耶稣基督之后的信心和爱心，与前面十三节的不信耶稣基督时候他所表现的凶暴和残忍，形成了一个鲜明的对照。
So here in verse 14, talks about Paul's faith and love in Jesus Christ, and it became a sharp contrast with what's said in verse 13, when he showed his violence and cruelty.
那更加彰显出神的恩典的丰盛。
It also manifests the richness of God's grace.
所以他用了一个"格外丰盛"这个词，那这个词在新约圣经里边呢，只在这个地方用了一次。
So it says abundantly here in the New Testament. Actually, this word only shows one time.
那他的意思就是超乎寻常度量，是形容是一种无法测度的这种怜悯慈爱的丰盛的能力。
So abundant here, it means beyond measurement.
你看这里边，现在中文译本是这样翻译的："我们的主赐给我格外的恩典，使我有信心和爱心，这是因跟基督耶稣连结而有的。"
So here says in the modern version, that's because I'm connected, with Jesus Christ.
这个 Today English Version。
Today English.
另外呢，在斯高本里面，他是这样翻译："然而，我们的主恩宠对我格外丰厚，使我在耶稣基督内有了信和爱。"
So in the Catholic version, Stadium Biblicum version, it says because of God's grace, you know.
可以说，从十二节开始，保罗对主耶稣基督救恩的感谢、感恩之心，在十四节这里达到了高潮。
So we can say that. From verse 12, the thankfulness of Paul to the Lord Jesus Christ's salvation, it reached a climax in this verse 14.
也更是对前面第五节所发出的那个爱的命令的回应。
It's also responding to the command of love in verse 5.
就是这信心和爱心是在基督里的。是跟基督耶稣连结而有的。
So the faith and love is in Christ, and it's because of the connection with Jesus Christ.
那到此，弟兄姐妹或者朋友们会不会问，怎么样才能够确认我的信心和爱心，甚至包括前面第五节所提到的良心，是在基督里的，是跟基督耶稣连结而有的呢？
So, brothers and sisters, we might ask ourselves, how can we confirm our faith and love? And also conscience, that's mentioned in verse 5, it's in all this faith, love, or conscience are in Christ, and also because of the connection with Jesus Christ.
怎么样确认呢?
How can we confirm it?
很简单,就是学像耶稣基督的样子,因为他无条件地爱我们。为我们得救而白白的流血死在十字架上。
It's actually very easy. We should follow Jesus Christ because he loves us unconditionally. And for our free salvation, he shed his blood and died on the cross.
还是像前两次我们所谈的一样，如果我们的信心和爱心除去了那些满足于自我私欲的那种功利目的，往往我们的爱心，甚至说是信心，甚至说是良心，带有满足私欲的功利心的。如果我们把这些除掉
，So sometimes when we talk about our faith, love, or conscience, we actually want to meet our own private need. So if we delete, take this selfish desire, this utilitarian purpose.
如果我们被人看作真傻的，怎么像个孩子一样那么简单呢？ 那个时候呢，我们就会感觉非常非常的快乐。
So if we take this selfish desire out, we will lead a happy life, just like a child.
所以，如果从理性上再上升一点呢，我想请大家注意，有一个分水岭，有一个界限。
So if we analyze it further, there is a watershed, a boundary here.
这就是在基督里跟基督耶稣连结所体现的信心和爱心，是一个与我们所相信的耶稣基督之间建立的个人的关系。
So the faith and love in Christ, or out of the connection or being unified with Jesus Christ, is that it's a personal relationship with Jesus Christ whom we believe in.
这种信心和爱心是在耶稣里边我们建立了和他的关系之后的一种表露。
So it's an manifestation.Or expression after we establish personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
而不是为了去奉行一个教条，去相信一个宗教。
Not just for following, it's not for following a doctrine or religion.
就像跟耶稣基督连接之前的保罗，他在之前他的信仰是非常坚定的。
So just like Paul, before he became a Christian,His faith was actually very firm.
但那个时候他所信奉的是什么呢？信奉的是律法的教条。
But what he believed in is legalism doctrine.
所以他那时候所表现出来的所谓的爱心和信心是非常的强烈，强烈到什么程度呢？就是亵渎诬陷、污蔑、追逐迫害、粗暴的凌辱。
So he had very strong faith and love, but what it meant for him was to persecute or blaspheme.
然而，跟耶稣基督连接之后的保罗，反倒成了一个多次受迫害者，但他却在所不顾。
But after he was united with Jesus Christ, and he became a person who was persecuted.Himself for many times, but he didn't care.
保罗受迫害到什么程度？我们看节经文。
So let's see how he was persecuted.
哥林多后书11:24-30，你看，被犹太人鞭打过5次，被罗马人用棍子打过3次，被人用石头打过1次，3次遭遇海难。我还为各教会的事挂虑，就像重担一样，天天压在我的身上。如果我必须夸口，我宁愿夸耀那些显示我自己软弱的事。
So in
境界大不一样。
In 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 24-30, 5 times I received from the Jews. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. Besides everything else, I faced daily the pressure of my concern for all the churches. I must boast. I will boast of the things that show my weakness.
保罗信主之后为什么变得宁愿夸耀自己软弱的事情，大家想过没有？
So have you ever thought about this phenomenon? After he became Christian, why did he boast all the more about his weakness?
就是因为他跟基督相连结了，与基督耶稣建立了个人的关系。
So that because he was united with Jesus Christ,And had established a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣曾经亲自跟他讲过一句话。
So Lord Jesus Christ ever talked to him in person.
哥林多后书12:9，他对我说：“我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。”所以，保罗说了：“我更喜欢夸耀自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。”
So, verse. 9, he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me.
那我和师母两个人在一起的时候，提起神，常常会这样说，说天爸爸。
So when I was with my wife, when we talk about God, mention God, we always say Heavenly Father.
我们和这样一位能力无比的天爸爸建立了个人关系之后，哇！So
after we have established personal relationship with this Almighty Heavenly Father,
我们走到哪儿是不是腰板特别硬？So
wherever we go, we feel strong. Our back becomes stronger.
在接下来的15、16节的时候，保罗的话题一转，将耶稣基督的恩典指向了。 这个恩典的终极的目的。So
in the following 15 to 16, Paul changed the topic and then put Jesus Christ's grace to its ultimate purpose.
基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁，然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我的罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐。
So 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life.
基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这是基督信仰的精髓。Christ
Jesus came into the world to save sinners. This is the essence of Christian belief.
因为这是主耶稣在世的时候曾经多次谈论到他来到这个世上的使命和目标。So
this is what Lord Jesus Christ, when he was in the world, he talked about it many times, his mission and purpose for coming to this world.
那从主耶稣受死复活升天以后到现在2000多年来，我们不知道有多少人在耶稣的救恩下面。So
we don't know in the past, like 2,000 years, after Jesus Christ was raised from death.
我们不知道多少人承认自己是有罪的人，而欣然地接受这样一个救恩。We
do not know how many people had received the salvation of Jesus Christ, and how many people acknowledged that they were sinners and would like to receive this redemption.
但是前面那个数据已经告诉我们，眼下全世界大约1/3的人还活着的人是在神的这个救恩下。
So the data showed before told us that about 1/3 of the total population in this world, people who are still alive, they are enjoying their life under this salvation.
所以开始的时候，我提醒大家要记住，这话是可信的。So
at the beginning, I remind you to remember this word. This is a trustworthy saying.
因为这个短语在整本圣经中出现了5次。 那这5次呢，全部都在教牧书信的3卷圣经里边。So
this sentence or phrases appeared 5 times in Bible, and all of them are in the pastoral epistles, books, like 3 books of pastoral epistles written by Paul.
或许神就是要借着保罗这个原本不单是不信。 而且还竭力迫害基督徒的这样一个人的口来说出来，成为一个强有力的见证。So
maybe God wants to use Paul, who didn't believe but also persecuted Christians, and want him to talk about the salvation. This will become a more powerful testimony.
我们现在来看现代中文1:16。 可是这正是上帝怜悯我的原因，好使基督耶稣对我这罪人中最坏的一个显示他充分的忍耐，使我得以做那些以后要信他、接受永恒生命的人的榜样。So
1 Timothy 1:16, but God was merciful to me in order that Christ Jesus might show his full patience in dealing with me, the worst of sinners, as an example for all those who would later believe in him and receive eternal life.
那回到前面15节，这话是可信的，后边还有一句话是十分可佩服的。
So after the sentence, this is a trustworthy saying. It says that deserves full acceptance.
十分可佩服的是什么意思？
What does it mean?
怎么样来解释呢？
How to explain it?
实际上，你翻阅圣经，除了和合本以外，其他所有的中文的译本呢，都是用它原来的字面的意思解释的。这意思就是，值得完全接纳、接受的。
Actually, except the NIV version, all other Chinese versions translated according to its original meaning means deserves full acceptance.
我们看斯高本的翻译，这话是确实的，是值得完全接纳，就是基督耶稣来到世上是为拯救罪人。
So the Catholic version it says deserves full acceptance.
所以有这么一个比喻，说是如果一个人患了重病，必须接受一项带有重大风险的大手术，那这个时候呢，能够带给他最大鼓励的事情，最大安慰的事情是什么呢？就是让他与一位曾经接受过这样手术而完全痊愈的人进行交谈。
So there is a parable. If one person is very sick and needs to have an operation that is very risky, so at this time, what will inspire or encourage him most is that let him to talk or have a communication with one person who had ever received the same operation but were healed.
所以保罗在这里没有隐瞒自己过去的历史，而是在个人见证中多次展示他在众人面前他过去的行为。
So in these verses, Paul didn't hide his history in the past, but for many times he just showed it, showed his history in the personal testimony.
所以，如果像保罗那样曾经的罪人中最坏的人都可以毫无代价地享受救赎的恩典的话，那我想在这个世界上任何人都应该有资格接受这丰盛的恩典，是不是？
So if Paul, the worst among sinners, could enjoy the grace of God's salvation without any price, so any one of us are all qualified to receive this richness of grace.
那在座有的人会不会活学活用说，刚才那个经文说了，不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，我自己感动也没用啊。
So if someone of you in the sitting might apply with what you have learned. You just said that in one of the verses, Jesus Christ said very clearly, it's not you who chose me, but I chose you.
还有人可能会说，我们哪能像保罗那么大的福分呢？神亲自跟他讲话。
So maybe someone else would question, how can we be so blessed or lucky God would talk to us in person?
那我想请问，在当今的时代，神还会轻易向人说话吗？
So, a question here. Today, would God talk to person, talk to us
会
in
吗？
person easily?
回答应该是否定的，
Will it happen?
因为在
The
旧约和
answer is
新约
no.
时代还没有一本完整的圣经，神要拣选人，拣选人去写下他对人类的计划。今天呢？已经完完整整的神的计划在这里边了，所以神不会轻易再对人说话。
So in the time of Old Testament and New Testament, there wasn't a complete Bible. So God need to choose people to write His plan for the humankind. Now today, all His words are in this complete Bible.
那还有一个问题呢，就是说，既然人是否接受救恩的主权是在神的手中。那难道神就不会用这样的主权来感动，让我们能够心里承认、口里相信、心里相信、口里承认，做这样的感动吗？
So another question is that whether or not we receive the salvation, the sovereignty is in God's hand. So how can He just use His sovereignty to touch us, you know, to let us believe in our heart and confess with our mouth to accept this free salvation.
许多弟兄姐妹接受救恩，就是神赋予了我们这个权柄，让我们在莫名其妙的情况下流泪、感动，接受耶稣。
So many brothers and sisters received the salvation was because of this power and this very mysterious, invisible, touching and power.
And 那我就想了解，虽然我们今天人不是太多，但是我不知道有没有在座的也接受了神的这样的授权，让你有这样的感动，愿意接受耶稣基督。
So although there are not many people here today, but I would still like to ask,whether any of you are touched and appointed by Jesus Christ and would like to accept salvation.
心里相信，口里承认主耶稣是复活的救主，愿意接受他所赐的永生的恩典，有没有这样的人？
So、
如果在座有的话，请你举手。
So if you want to believe in your heart and confess with mouth that Jesus Christ is a risen Savior and would like to receive his grace for eternity,If you have this, you are touched, please raise up your hand.
有没有？如果有的话，请你举手。
Please raise up hand. If you
有没有？那下面呢，我们就以提摩太前书一章十七节作为今天的结束语。
So next, we'll use First Timothy chapter 1 verse 17 as the conclusion today.
回应恩典的荣颂。
Glorious praise for grace.
好，我想请大家一起来诵读第十七节的经文。我们先用中文一起来。但愿尊贵荣耀归于那不能朽坏、不能看见、永世的君王、独一的神，直到永永远远。阿门。
Let's read verse 17 together. Now
to
the
King,
eternal.
Immortal,
invisible, the only
God,
be honor
and
glory
forever
and ever.
Amen. 我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
恩主，我们感谢你赐给我们这样宝贵的话语。
Dear Lord Jesus Christ, thank you so much for blessing us with such valuable words.
感谢你让我们看到在圣经中有那么多的前辈像云彩一样做那美好的见证。
So thank you for letting us to see that so many people in the past, they are good testimonies, just like colorful clouds.
愿主您借着今天的经文，能够激励我们成为主您的丰盛恩典的见证者。
Please encourage us to be your good testimony through the verses today.
使我们的生命成为他人的美好的帮助。
So make our life to be beautiful, a good help for others.
这样的感恩祷告祈求是奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.